I'm Kathy Strand from kathystrand.com, and I'm talking with preventative cardiologist Dr. William Davis, author of Weak Belly. Let's end the nutrition confusion. There are so many people who just do not have any faith anymore in what the mainstream tells us about what we should be eating for good health. For years and years, we have been told, in fact, we still are being told, to eat whole wheat, whole grains. Whole grains are healthy. Low fat. Don't eat fat. It's very bad for you. And yet, we have seen over the last 20, 30, 40 years an increase in heart disease, diabetes, strokes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis. I call this a 40-year terrible experiment. What do you think, Dr. Davis?
I agree 100%. In fact, I'm going to suggest to everyone that consumption of wheat and painting it as eating more healthy whole grains is the biggest health nutrition blunder ever made in the history of nutritional thinking. That is, it's now what's practiced in school lunch program. It's what delivered to us by way of the food plate, food pyramid, by the U.S. Department of Health and Services, by the USDA. This dominates their thinking. And you can see how loud the objection is to this argument that wheat in every form is bad. So, yeah, this has led to a world of hurt. This is a big, big mess. So we've got to get this message out, and I think we're going to have to do it through the back door. That is, getting parents to do it, because I don't think the school's going to do it. I don't think that USDA, I doubt the USDA is going to call you and me next week to ask our opinions about these things. We got to keep in mind that the USDA, for instance, to a large degree, not entirely, but to a large degree, is the advocacy group for agribusiness. They're not in the business of protecting the consumer. And so they're not that interested in what happens at the street level. They are interested in what happens at BASF and Monsanto.
Did the book Wheat Belly go far enough? Was it emphatic enough to convince people about the dangers of wheat?
In fact, I think the arguments against wheat are stronger than even I made them out to be. I would point out there are several what I call nails in the coffin for wheat. These are things, if substantiated, that's it. That is the end for wheat, such as the relationship there might be that the lectin in wheat blocks leptin. So I'm sure all the listeners know that leptin resistance is part of being overweight. Well, what if the observation made in a pig model proves true? That is, lectins block leptin. It means wheat consumption equals obesity. Suffice it to say that I think Wheat Belly only scratched the surface of the incredibly bad effects that we can exert.
Cardiologist Dr. William Davis and I are not saying that eliminating wheat or grains from your diet is a panacea and it's going to fix the entire world of every kind of malady. No. But what it can do is make a huge difference in your health, especially your cholesterol numbers, your weight. It can help you eliminate some food allergies. There are huge health transformations that he discusses in his book. And in my guide, I show you in 14 days how you can really get on the path to true health. I highly recommend that you look at this option, eliminating wheat for 14 days, eliminating grains for 14 days. See what happens. I will, in the next audio, show you exactly what you can eat, because you can eat tons of food. Really wonderful whole food your grandmother would recognize. You do not have to eat packaged grains, packaged cereal, and definitely do not get that gluten-free stuff. I can discuss that in other audios as well. All right, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Kathy Strand from kathystrand.com.